content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio. Get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday. It's October.
Who gives a shit? I fucking hate October.
It's October what, 4th today? You hate October?
Yep.
Okay, why do you hate October?
Because it started out the worst fucking shittiest month in the ever fucking shittiest world.
Yeah, that's true, huh? I happen to feel the same way this morning. What can I tell you?
I swear to God. I like was leaving this morning and then I fucking fell again and busted my knee open. It's bleeding and I'm trying to not get it on my dress, looking around for band-aids, can't find them of course, so I just like ghettoized it, stuck a bunch of toilet paper around it.
Is that like on the same knee that
yeah.
you've been busting all the time?
Yeah, and wow. wrapped it up in a ace bandage around it, and afterwards I guess I'll just have to go figure that out.
Yeah, wow.
And then I fell again in the parking lot downstairs and broke my necklace that's like worth $1,000+.
Really? It's broken or yeah. is it just like torn?
No, it's broken and torn.
Mm.
And one of my favorites.
Mm. What a awesome. Morning, huh?
Yeah.
I know. And we're sitting here with two great guests that we're going to bring on in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And no air conditioning. The the internet's not working. I'm like, how the hell am I going to start the day like this?
I really just don't understand what's going on in the stars right now, because I swear to God, there's got to be something crazy.
There must be something, because you know what? It's been forever since I had so many things converging at the same time.
Like, normally I would say this is like a Mercury retrograde, but like, it's not. So
it's not,
I don't know what to say. Yeah. I know like there are a bunch of people that were like complaining this weekend, which I know you're like not into it, but the full moon that happened this weekend was like one of the most powerful full moons, and like people were feeling depressed, literally depressed from Friday to Tuesday, and like Tuesday everything was like supposedly okay again.
Really?
And that's funny because that's how bad I was this weekend. I was a disaster starting Friday, and then I got broken up with Monday, and then Tuesday I was like okay for like a minute because of some other things that happened, and now I'm back to shit again.
Okay.
I don't know what that says.
You need to get high a little bit. That's what you need. You need to calm down a little bit. Mellow out, you know.
I know. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
It's hard when everything reminds you of this person. Mm-hmm. Like, even my stupid radar detector. I get irritated because I'm like, it reminds me of him. Why? Because I got it because of him. Because why? I got two speeding tickets. By the way, $400 each, $800 that I have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Because of him. So it's like every little thing, I'm like, ugh. It's just so frustrating.
But you're behaving like a teenage girl, you know? I mean, you got to let go and move on, you know? You're giving him too many chances.
I'm freaking on crutches.
I'm seeing you suffering. I'm seeing you suffering and I don't like it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Every
other day you're like coming here all bummed out and and I know exactly what happened, you know? Because just by the look on your face and because it happened so many times, you know? How can I show you the light?
I don't know. At this point, I feel constricted and I can't do shit with fucking crutches. I shouldn't even be driving. It's actually like, I kind of want to get pulled over just so I can be to an officer. Oh yeah, I'm driving with my left foot. Fuck you.
Wow.
You know, and like, just go crazy on them because that would be awesome.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
I would go to a boxing class to get my aggro out, but guess what? I can't move.
Yeah.
So that's not really going to work for me right now. Anyway.
Well, at least you're smiling, and that's an important thing, you know. And let's bring in our first guest. We have another one coming soon, but she's kind of late, so.
Well, surprise, surprise on that. I almost lied to her about the time.
You should have. I thought about it, too. I'm like, how did I get here first out of everyone?
I know. Yeah. And I didn't expect another guest. So I'm looking at her and I'm going, that's not Rachel.
Oh, yeah,
but I know her.
Yes.
I've seen her before.
Hello. By the way, my name is Portia. I was on Big Brother 13.
Yes, you were. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Hello.
That's right. You were the runner-up, weren't you? Wow.
Yeah. And I literally thought about it last night when I sent her the text. I'm like, I should tell her it's like way earlier, like at least 40 minutes earlier.
I was really considering it. I called her this morning just to wake her up at like 8.
Oh my God.
So she was awake. I don't know what she's been doing. I saw she just tweeted about a smoothie a minute ago. So I'm going to kill her.
My God.
She's taking her time. Well, she'll probably come in here just to say goodbye. And
her little cameo. Be like, this is Rachel E. Riley. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah,
well,
right?
Thank you so much for coming, Portia.
No
you
problem.
Saved our show because I definitely had no time to prepare for the show this morning.
Are you kidding? I have nothing to add to this. I mean, I have no broken foot. I have no good stories. My necklace didn't break. I'm like, I'm here half an hour early just sitting on my iPhone taking pictures of a poster out in the waiting room.
So this is cool. I didn't realize you lived in LA when I watched the show. Mm-hmm. You'd been living here?
I did not. At the time, no. I lived in Miami.
Oh, I see. Okay, then you moved afterwards.
I did.
It seems like all of you moved to LA after the show,
Yeah, the weather's amazing out here. Why would you not?
I know. And you guys got to enjoy it, you know, just lying around all day.
Laying around in the sun. Yeah. And then you realize, like, wow, I'm like, I don't sweat when I lay out and tan here.
Yeah.
In Florida, you can't walk out of your house without, a hand fan because you're just, like, sweating profusely. So I love it on here.
Yeah.
See, awesome. I love it here, but I miss Florida.
Do
like,
you?
I really do. Like, like I was like crying all last night. Like, Mom, please bring me home.
Oh gosh. Well, you have other reasons.
I
want to
be with Mommy.
Live.
I want to go home.
That's so funny. Like I just want to put my one leg up and and relax for a while.
Exactly.
Yeah. So this is cool. So let's find out a little bit about you. Were you born in Florida?
I am. I'm actually second generation born in Florida.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my grandparents, they were snowbirds from Canada, and they decided to move to Fort Lauderdale, had my mom there, had me there.
Wow.
Aww.
Yeah.
Cool. Fort Lauderdale. I've never been.
Really?
I would like to go, yeah. So then you moved to Miami, right?
I did. I eventually moved to Miami. But yeah, Fort Lauderdale is really fun, too. It's
is it really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Fort Lickerdale. Yeah. The nickname.
Totally.
Where are you from? You're from, like, Tallahassee, right?
No. I grew up in Maryland, but my parents have a house in Bonita Springs.
Okay.
So I go to Bonita a lot. But
there you go.
My friends are in Miami. So it's like, wait, it's only an hour and a half away from Miami.
Yeah.
So.
Is it? So you have to drive every time to see them.
I don't care.
No big deal.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
It's like traffic here going from, you know.
San Diego to L.A. kind of. Sort of.
Not even. It's going from like West Hollywood to downtown if there's traffic. I mean, that takes an hour and a half.
Yeah. This is true.
For sure.
Yeah.
The other day we went to the baseball game. There was no traffic. I was totally like blown away. And then I realized nobody cares about the Dodgers anymore.
Exactly.
There's no traffic, you know.
Exactly.
Actually, I went to the Dodgers game on 4th of July. They had their 50th anniversary. They did like a big fireworks show. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, was
that
nice?
That day everyone was there because they let you like go on the field and like, make holes and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sure people were like ribbing up chunks like, I got a piece of Dodger Field.
I remember I did a training program there actually like 2 years ago. I don't know.
For what?
They like had a bunch of hot girls to come in.
Look at you. You want to play baseball? You want to ride motorcycles?
Oh, you don't. Like, you wouldn't believe the shit that she does, man.
Yeah, but what was really cool is I got to keep the baseballs. But we like went on the field with the team, and then they trained us.
Mm-hmm.
It was like training day.
Right.
Like, I really suck, but it was fun. It was super fun.
Yeah, you went to play with the ball players. Let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I don't want to play baseball. I just want to play with the ball.
Yeah,
exactly. Because they were, they look so good in their uniforms.
They do, huh?
Yeah, those uniforms are so nice.
Yeah.
Much better than football uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really tell what's going on under there.
No,
that's true,
too much
padding. They're just all huge and everything, you know.
I wouldn't mind.
Huge isn't bad. Then they take off the pads and they're shrimp. Anyway.
Oh. So do you have any siblings?
I do. I have two brothers, one older, one younger.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys grew up in what, a pretty stable family, or?
Of course not.
No.
Yeah.
No. My older brother and I, we just met actually 5 years ago. But he and my sister-in-law, they are pregnant with their first baby.
Aww.
So I can talk about that. She's going to be born in November. Her name's London.
Aww.
Wow.
So
she's already got a name, huh?
She already has a name, a room. Everything. So she has a better looking room than I do. Like, pink and black and everything I ever wished I had. So.
Yeah. Aww.
Very, very spoiled kid. And then my younger brother, he goes to University of Florida. He's a Gator.
Oh.
Sweet. Yep.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds cool. So now, so what did you do? Did you go to college there in Miami? Or?
For a little bit, I did journalism and broadcasting. Mm-hmm. And and then I went on Big Brother.
Yeah. I mean, that changed your life, obviously.
Not quite, actually. Backstory on that was my dad's ex-wife, well, one of them, one of the four, was that, you know, I'm telling you, growing up in America.
Yeah.
You know. All-American nuclear
family. How many four wives he's had?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, so
wow.
One of them was an agent. So I got picked up by an agency when I was 15, and I used to travel and model.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got into the film and television side of it, and I, you know, I was on Burn Notice, The Glades, did tons of national commercials. And then I went on Big Brother. So I didn't tell them that I had done, you know, I've had a career for 8 years prior. Mm-hmm. I was just like, okay, I want, you know, a few thousand hours on footage.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, let me go on the show. and I wound up getting locked into a contract with CBS for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't use me for other programs after that. So, unfortunately, I was in this contract, but now I'm out of it. And now I'm, like, looking into different agencies and getting back into the business. But,
That's cool.
It was a lot of fun to do Big Brother, and my family liked watching it. Everyone liked watching it. But, you know, in the grand scheme of things, doing a network show and getting locked into a contract is just no good.
Yeah.
I know that story.
Yeah, so let's go a little bit back to find out how you actually got on the show.
Okay.
Did you go audition when, did it come to town or something? Or
not when it came to town. I actually wound up coming out here. I'm good friends with a girl named Janelle, who is an all-star. She was on this season as well as a coach. She also played the game her first round and was third place. And I was good friends with her in Miami. And through, you know, she gave me a number to call. I called the number. I sent a tape to, you know, the guy on the other end. And what do you know? Tape after tape, and I got a few phone calls. I came out to LA and started going through the auditioning process.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it does happen. Like, for me, I sent a tape. Other people, you know, they do the open calls and stuff like that. It really just varies.
Mm.
It really does.
So you didn't have to go to an audition per se with thousands of people like
no,
they do for American Idol?
No, I didn't do that. No,
like
I was actually, I was in LA at the time, and I went and had myself put on tape. And then it was sent to a producer, and the rest is history. Then I'm on a game show.
Yeah.
A summer-long game show.
So now, how many people were they considering before they chose you and the rest of the people?
Oh, there's always like thousands.
Thousands, right?
Hundreds of thousands, brother, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be a really good feeling to feel, I was picked out of so many people.
Well, especially my season. It was really nice because I mean, whenever Rachel shows up, you'll know she's a returning player. So,
right.
You know, the fact that they only actually picked 8 new people last season, my season, you know, it was 6 returning people and 8 new people. So out of all those people, they normally pick around 16, you know, 14 to 16 new players.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it was a really, really tough cut this year.
Yeah.
The year I was
I'm
on.
Wondering how they go through all those people, you know, one by one until they find something. And
I've worked in casting.
It's very intense.
And it's like, I've done both sides. So I know how it is because I've been on shows and I've been through that. So I know. But I've been on the casting side too. So, I mean, it's you want to find the right person and you literally are going through so much of like what you want to create a good team. You want it to be like a good team, but you want it to be a good episode. So you want to make sure there's like drama and things are going to go on. But so each show is different, obviously. Cause like I don't hate me, but I have actually only watched Big Brother once.
Uh-huh.
So I really don't understand it. I don't even, like, it doesn't make any sense to me.
I was going to suggest that you go on the show. You'd be great on it. You know, you've got the personality and everything.
She'd
get into fights with everybody.
Yeah, exactly. The thing about Big Brother, though, is that it's like 24/7 live feed.
Yeah.
So I don't think you'd like that.
Yeah.
No, but they do all kinds of like psychoanalysis on people. I mean, you have to fill out like all kinds of psychiatric forms from, you know, like they'll repeat the question. There's like 300 questions on the thing. And it's like 3 or 4 times they'll be like, so have you thought about suicide recently?
Wow.
Did you want to kill yourself in the last 6 months?
Yeah.
have you ever had thoughts of yourself dying? Like, it's just like, they'll ask you these questions over and over again to make sure you're not crazy. And then it's like, have you thought you were going to kill someone in the last week? You know, are you on psychiatric medication?
Yeah.
Whoa. You know, just the basics. And then if you pass all those questions, you pass a piss test, you're on the show.
I guess they figure it's a lot of pressure, huh? I mean, you said 24-7, you don't have any privacy whatsoever.
None at all.
Right? Even cameras in the shower and everything. Mm-hmm. Even when you go to...
Cameras, like, pointing towards the shower, so if you're a certain height, like, I'm 5'7", the cutoff is if you're 5'6". Okay, so a girl had this issue, she was 5'10", the year before.
Oh, my God.
So it's like frosted glass for a good majority of it. But if your boobs are a little bit higher than the frosted glass, you know, they're seeing your boobs. So basically, you have to, like, shower with the bathing suit on. I changed in the bathroom or under the sheets because, you know, if someone's changing, for sure there's going to be someone with the camera looking at you.
Right.
For sure.
Wow. So that's true. I didn't even think about dressing and stuff.
Yeah.
Even when you go take a dump or everything?
There is a camera and microphone in the toilet, but that is only allowed to be viewed by the audience if there's two or more people in
the
toilet.
Room. Because they figure there's a conversation going on.
Yeah, right. If there's a conversation going on, then it can be taped, even if it's like sex and stuff, because people have tried to have sex in there before.
Right.
It lasted like, it's all over YouTube, so I know I'm not, you know, blowing them out of the water, but it was like a 10-second thing, and it's like all they heard was the audio. You know?
Oh,
so it's like they show the audio, and she's like, that's it? And he's like, yeah. So, I mean, people do try to get frisky, but most of them, like, if they're doing it, they just do it under the sheets anyway.
Yeah, either that or just wait till the show's over, you know? I mean, look at Rachel and Brendan, you know?
They didn't wait.
No, I know they didn't. No, I know they didn't wait, but what I meant is they, after the show, they hooked up and everything. So.
Yeah, they made it legit, you know? He made an honest woman out of her, but, so now they're married.
Yeah. But they were, they were messing around under the sheets and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Under the covers. Wow. Yeah.
We can say that because Rachel's not here yet. See what happens when you're late, Rachel? You'll be hearing this on playback later.
I'm telling you, she'll get here 2 minutes at the end.
Like, where are you? Seriously.
That's fine, though. We can focus on Portia now so we don't have to go back and forth,
true.
You know?
Yeah,
it's cool. It actually worked out for the best. So we'll just have Rachel come back again or something.
Aww.
Be late another half hour, you know? Yeah.
She likes to be fashionably late, you know. It takes a lot of sequins and feathers to get her out
of
bed
in
the morning.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Now, I got to tell you, this is a real treat for me that you are here, you know, because I got to tell you, like probably most men and stuff, find you extremely beautiful, very stunning.
Most. I'm excluding yourself.
I'm like, are you hitting on her right now? Because that's what I think is going on.
You thought he's hitting on me. I thought he's like disincluding me. He's like, most men think you're hot. But
no, because I don't want to admit it. Okay. I don't want to admit it.
See,
you're
I know him.
All
he's
men.
Like,
it's okay. It's early morning. I know I'm not that great looking right now.
No, actually, you're right. I can't think of one man that wouldn't think you're beautiful. Okay, so there you go. We fixed it now.
There you go. Exactly. Say what you mean. Mean what you say.
I do. That's right. You're right. Well, it's kind of embarrassing, you know, to tell someone you're attracted to them and stuff.
Men.
Why? But the thing is, women love to hear flattery.
Exactly.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know. You see, I'm still stuck in my teen year,
man.
Oh my
God.
If I see someone that I think, you know, if you have a nice dress and I'm walking down the street, I'm going to tell you, you look great. You know?
That's true. But you also feel that you probably hear it all the time, then it's not really significant to you
anymore.
Oh,
just if you hear it a lot doesn't mean it doesn't mean anything.
No, so
it means you have to hear it more.
Really?
And then if you don't hear it, you think something's wrong.
Exactly. No, this is totally true. And then that's another thing.
See, I learned the lesson today.
You got to keep doing that because, for example, like the guy that I was with would never tell me anything. And then out of the blue, it would be like, oh, well, this doesn't look right. But it would never be when I looked good. I had no idea. And
so he sounds like a dirtbag anyway. I think you're better off.
Oh, looky here.
How did I figure?
And she brings her dog.
Oh, my God, man. They don't fucking allow dogs here, Rachel. What are you doing?
He's a therapy dog.
I'm such a liar.
Hi, Ben.
Well, if he turns over the equipment here, I'm going to be really pissed. Just have him sit down. Have him sit down. He seems very energetic.
Oh, my God, Rachel.
Down, sir.
Oh, my gosh.
Relax.
So Rachel just got here, and she brought her dog.
Obviously.
Sorry, guys. I'm not kidding you. This traffic in LA will kill you.
Oh, I know.
We talked about that earlier.
It prematurely ages you, too. I swear to God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking to the mic.
Okay. The traffic in LA prematurely ages you.
That was like the most quiet reserve
I know,
thing
I
think I've
like,
ever heard Rachel
really...
say. It's like coming into the like detention office. She's like, okay, I know I'm in trouble.
I know.
Oh, shit.
Let me just give you guys my excuse real quick. Dude, have you guys heard about that facial that Simon Cowell got with, like...
No.
It's with sheep, placenta, and gold flakes.
Shut your face.
Whoa. I swear to God, I was going to say, I need one of those now.
Your face looks really good. Did you get a sheep
placenta facial? She had another kind of facial this morning.
Whoa! Another type of protein.
Whoa. That's why she's late. It's not the traffic, I'm telling you.
Hey, Brendan, we know you're out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you're not anymore. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the show, Rachel.
Hey, thank you for having me.
And Rachel Riley, of course, from Big Brother, was it 12 and 13, right?
12 and 13, yeah.
12 and 13. You see, I don't keep up with the numbers.
And the Amazing Race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
and
true.
Wedding special on WeTV, December 15th.
Yay.
Wedding special. Yay. Yeah, you just got married, too.
Yeah. I did, yay.
Yay.
Brendan just made an honest woman out of her.
Yeah, and she got married. You were married to someone who was on the show with you.
Yeah, we met on Big Brother 12. So the first season, we actually hit it off, like, pretty quick. I would think, like, within the first 5 minutes. It's pretty ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah, we both, like, we hit it off and... like literally a few months after the show had wrapped, we end up getting engaged.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing. But it seemed like it was genuine, you know, on TV.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys were like constantly together. You were like standing up for each other.
Exactly.
And, you know, I mean, sacrificing for each other. Things like that, you know.
Yeah.
And so did you win the first one or the second one? The second one, right?
I won the second one, Big Brother 13, yeah.
Right.
So it took me one go around to win.
Right. But you still did pretty well on the first season that you were in.
Yeah, I did. You know, I made it to jury and we fought really hard the first season. But the problem is like in Big Brother, it's all like it's such a social game and it's all who you know, how you play. Like you can't just win every competition and play the game and win.
Right.
So I was trying to just win everything and I was really abrasive with the other house. I was like up in their faces yelling at them and telling them how much they sucked. You can't play Big Brother like that.
Yeah, I guess not. But you know what? I mean, it seems like you've become like...
Wait, were we talking about season 12 or 13?
12.
Oh, I was like, 13. There's little bits of 13.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, it's probably all mixed up in your mind. You know, I know it is in mine. I don't remember which season was which. But, yeah. But you've become, I mean, a pretty big expert on Big Brother. I mean, you've become like the expert, I think, on Big Brother.
Thanks. I
right?
hope so. I try. I'm like, I have a problem. I think I need to go to Big Brother's Anonymous. I'm so addicted. I have a problem. I watch the English version, and sometimes I watch the Australian version. I watch the live feeds or Joker's updates religiously. And when it's on, I watch like every episode and have like a party every episode. I'm like, oh my God, it's Big Brother time.
Is that
ridiculous.
With the new shows or with the ones with you in it?
With the new ones. I mean, I wish it was with the ones with me in it. I've barely even watched them.
Really?
I mean, I went back. I watched the entire season 13, but season 12, I watched just bits and pieces of. But I love Big Brother. It's such a fun social game and like... it's such a fun game to watch and I get really into it. I get like really involved with the players and
yeah, you definitely do. I mean, and you did very well.
Thank you.
I know in the Big Brother 13 you were winning everything.
Yeah, I mean, I had to work
it.
If I wouldn't have won everything, I would have like definitely I would have gone home. So you had it like I was like Frank this year, like, you know, Portia would agree.
Yeah.
Like we both were like on the block or winning competition.
Actually, I have to take a picture of you because I accidentally put the late Rachel E.
And
Riley, and people are like, did Rachel die?
Everyone's
oh my
out.
God.
But wait a minute, we're gonna take a picture outside. You wanna take a picture now? Okay,
oh, okay.
Whatever. I can't stop them. They're taking over the studio.
Yeah, with the dog.
With the dog.
With the late Rachel Riley. So everyone on my Twitter is blowing up too. They're like, oh my God, what happened? You mean arriving late, right? And I'm like, oh my God. And of course, my Twitter for some reason isn't working. So everything is going to draft.
All right. Well, you're tweeted in this. Ben's is in it. Everyone's alive.
Hilarious.
Good, and they made it to the studio. So
yeah.
No worries, guys.
Man.
No worries.
Speaking of dogs, since we're talking about Ben's, have you guys ever heard of dog dry skin and dandruff?
Yeah.
I've never knew it existed.
Yeah.
Apparently, you have to get some medicated.
Yeah,
like,
you do.
I did.
Oh,
but he still has
oatmeal shampoo. I know, and especially like black dogs and brown dogs, you notice it more just because like, you know, oh yeah, it's like.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. That's oatmeal shampoo and then it'll go away.
Because you can't wash them too much or something.
Oh.
Apparently. Well, I know. Oh. Well, I wash my dog all the time because he plays. I go take him to the dog park.
Oh,
I take him
well,
to
yeah.
the beach.
Too, like, too much, you can't.
No, I know. Yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah. I need to talk to you more.
Okay.
More talking oh my God, that's about so funny. Sex.
Yeah. Now, Rachel, I remember from the show you were from Vegas, right?
Yes.
When you first got on the show.
I was. I was living so in cute. Las Vegas.
How long had you been living there?
I lived there for 4 years.
Four years before you moved. 23.
Yeah, 4 years. 4 years. Wow. And then I moved to L.A. after I met
after
my friend
the
and
game.
Our big brother.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. I know, I
love
it.
See, everyone moves to L.A.
Yeah, that's
some
true.
For different reason.
But yeah. Where did you move to Vegas from?
I moved to Vegas from North Carolina.
Really?
Yeah, but I think all the North Carolina girls gone.
Wait, I didn't know that.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Wait, where in North Carolina?
Charlotte. Well, I'm from Concord, like, yeah. Kannapolis area, which is, like, where, like, you know, NASCAR Central, we have, like, Lowe's Motor Speedway. They have, like, the Kannapolis Earnhardt family, everything, like, the museum. Like,
and everyone
everything.
Lives there, too.
Yeah, NASCAR Hall of Fame. Yeah. So I would live there, and I went to college in the mountains in North Carolina.
Where did you go?
Western Carolina.
Oh, my God. Okay, see, I lived in Wilmington for a long time.
Did?
Yeah.
I
did
I love
not
Wilmington.
Know that. And then I did all the NASCAR races there, so I knew about that.
Fun.
I didn't know you lived there.
Yeah.
So cool.
Okay. Wilmington's way more fun than where I went to school.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I miss Carolina.
Oh,
it's
well.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And the people are super fun and friendly, but I had to, like, go big city.
Yeah.
So you chose Vegas.
I chose
out of
Vegas.
All places.
Well, it's really random because I got my first job out of college in chemistry, working for of all things, all companies, Chevron.
Really?
And so yeah, so I was working as a chemist for Chevron.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, in working in the middle of the desert. And I was like, this is ridiculous. I hate this job. So then I ended up being a cocktail waitress in Vegas and making more money.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Go figure.
They make a lot in Vegas. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true. So you lived there for 4 years. Did you meet anybody there? I mean, did you have any relationships there?
Yeah, I had.
Were you in a relationship at the time?
No,
when
not.
Not when you.
Not when I went
Big
on
Brother.
The show.
Right.
But I had a few boyfriends. Who hasn't?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm like Portia. Portia lived in Miami. We were both cocktail waitresses. So you meet all these guys that just constantly throw money at you, and they want to take you on these expensive dates.
Wow.
And, like,
what a difficult life.
I know, right? But, I mean, it was definitely crazy.
Yeah.
But it's weird because I feel like all the dates and all that fun stuff, like, you can be at the nicest restaurant, but it's really who the person you're with.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't think I realized that until I met Brendan. Because I used to be like, oh, I'm so cool. I'm dating all these guys. We're going on these fancy dates. But now, like, Brendan and I can have pizza, and it's, like, a fancy date. You know? It's
aww.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, man. Love is funny, let me tell you.
I agree. I like it.
Yeah.
He's like, take me on a fancy date.
Yeah.
I'll leave the love behind.
So, did you guys get along on the show? I don't remember.
We did.
Yeah.
From the beginning, we got along, like, really, really well. We had, like, a little gap in the middle, I think, when Brendan was in and out of the house. Rachel had a hard time with it. But at the end, we helped each other from the final four or five to get to the end. So.
That's
I brought,
true, yeah.
Yeah, because I brought Portia from 5 to 4. She brought me from 4 to 3. And then I brought her from 3 to 2. So,
wow.
Yeah.
You see, she speaks the language, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
She's like totally Big Brother.
Yeah,
I don't even know any
she
of this name.
She talks the talk.
I'm just like, uh-huh.
She's got her NASCAR face on right now. She's like, I don't know what any of that meant either. But I showed up, and I'm smiling, so pain.
Oh, man.
I love it.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, I think that was the first season, season 12, that I actually watched Big Brother. I think the first season, and then I haven't watched it until then. And then, so it seems like almost like, strange in a way, you know, because the only show that I watched, I'm getting to see two girls from the show, you know, which is amazing, you know.
Aww.
And all the other seasons, nothing. So it is, you know.
Twilight Zone.
But no, it's amazing. I mean, I thought you guys did incredibly well. You made the show very interesting, you know.
Thank
I mean,
you.
It's like you get hooked on it and you can't stop, you know. It's like crack.
That,
you know?
That is true.
next year you'll be wanting to watch the live feed.
That's true. I guess those are pretty cool, too, huh?
Yeah,
online, they have those.
online, you pay like $20 and you get to like literally tap into the cameras 24/7.
Oh, I think I remember, Rachel, you telling us about this.
Yeah.
But then what is that thing like I was passing on, like, I think it was like Showtime or HBO.
Oh, yeah,
and it
Showtime.
Was like,
After Dark.
Yeah.
It's what? Ridiculous.
That's the only thing I've ever seen.
Every single night from 9 to 12. They have
or 12 to 3 on the East Coast.
Yeah, 12 to 3 on the East Coast. They have this thing called Showtime After Dark, and it's literally just a live feed to Showtime. So it's like on Showtime, they block off the 3 hours, and it's just the Big Brother house. It's ridiculous.
Really?
Like whatever we do, like
whatever.
We know, like we know now that Showtime is going to be showing, you know, during those times. So we try to do like skits or like funny things or like some hijinks, you know. And
Big Brother marriage.
Big Brother marriage, you know. And that's when they give us our alcohol too. So we love Showtime.
We love.
Oh really? So you get some alcohol in the process?
Some. Like a beer.
Yeah.
You know, I think one night me and Rachel, like there's a video of me and Rachel, we got wasted, they said. You know, it's like, I think we got like beers each that night. And we were
no know. That was the night we stole the bottle of wine, because like half the people couldn't drink it, so Portia and I like stole a whole bottle of red wine for ourselves.
I had beers in the drawer, by the way.
I know you did. I was
stashing them. I'm like, I'm waiting for one day when I have enough collected that I can actually get drunk, and I did one day.
we were so like hurting for alcohol. We put grapes in cups, and which actually ends up tasting good.
It does.
But like we
and fermenting them.
Yes.
We would freeze grapes. It was Rachel's brilliant idea, because you have to like enjoy this one glass is really what you get, so you have to like savor it. So we would put frozen grapes in there, keep the wine cold, you know, so we could drink it longer,
and then we'd get the wine
and we'd think we were wasted.
Frozen grapes, it sounds delicious.
It's actually
those are really good.
It's probably got like really cool texture to it, huh?
They're really good.
It's a sangria trick too.
You're
making a sangria with like melon and stuff, because you can't freeze that, you can freeze the grapes, and it keeps your not like I'm an alcoholic or anything.
Right. Oh my God.
I just drink every day.
I made the best rum punch the other day. I got frozen fruit, frozen grapes, and I put them in a punch, and I put spiced rum and Bacardi rum, because we didn't have any alcohol. We were just like using the leftover bottles we had.
I love it.
Yeah. And so we were like playing, we had game night or something, and we were playing games, and we're like, we need alcohol. And so I'm like, oh my God, we barely have anything. So instead of making individual drinks, I was like, let's make this rum punch. It was delicious. It was with Kool-Aid. I'm not kidding. Kool-Aid mixed together with alcohol.
Stop it. I'm totally going to try this.
Oh my God, it's so good. You have to.
Does it turn your mouth colors?
Yes, literally your mouth was blue, but everyone's mouth was blue.
But whatever.
So we didn't care.
Yeah.
Nice. I like it.
It was amazing.
I like it.
That's awesome.
And they kept the house stocked with food all the time, right? I mean,
no. If you got to eat. I mean, they stocked it once a week, but the weeks when Brendan was in the house, there was a shortage of food.
There was.
Really? That boy eats.
He eats. Him and Jeff, Jeff would cook a bunch of food, and then
Brendan
would eat it. Everything. He eats. I don't know. We spend so much money on groceries.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
See, I would just hide it. Like I do that now. Like I just hide things that I don't want anyone else to touch.
I had beef jerky in my nightstand.
Or you spit in it. Like, look, everyone, look. Oh, that's mine.
Oh, that's
and
smart.
And then no one else will touch it.
That's true.
She would have made a great player.
Dude, you would. Regina, Big Brother.
You really would.
15.
I'm telling you, she would. You know, she's totally a natural.
Everyone would hate me.
That's the perfect.
That's okay. Yeah, that's part of the show.
There always has to be one.
I'm such a bitch.
Oh my God. But that's perfect. Would you do it?
I would consider it.
Oh my God.
Oh God. I don't
I'm introducing
know.
You to Robin.
Oh no.
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's introduce
Seriously, her. Big Brother 15.
Yeah.
God. You know they got renewed.
If you
for
don't
the show.
Know, check my Twitter. I just retweeted her tweet. She's really hot. You guys would love to see
Very
her on
true.
Big Brother.
Yeah. You got. They would love. The fans would die for you. Oh my God. And I feel like you're probably competitive, right?
Oh, duh.
She'd be like, bitch, I'm ripping out your extensions to the finish line.
I was on the Wanted Ted or Alive, the Ted Nugent show, and then Project Myro. But Ted Nugent, like, it was literally like Survivor, but in middle of the woods in his ranch in the middle of nowhere, and you had to hunt for your food. So
what?
Yeah, and so you get evil. So I would just like, you know, steal food and like take it and hide it and like dig it in a hole and cover it up and like no one would know it's there, but I knew where it was.
Yeah.
You know, and you would eat it? What was it?
I don't care. Like beef jerky or like you don't get very much food there. Like you have to kill something in order to get it.
Really?
Yeah. I psyched everyone out. Like I had to kill a chicken with my bare hands. Made everyone cry.
Oh my god.
See, she'd do great.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Did you win that?
I wound up losing at the end because there's a big race. You have to swim against like a mile in this river against the current. And the first thing I did, I was like, they were trying, I could tell too, they were like trying to help me make sure that I do. Because like all my supplies, I had found them all right away. I'm like, that's interesting. And everyone else is having a hard time. But I took the knife and I popped the inner tube.
What?
In the first like 5 seconds, I'm like, fuck. So, but you have to carry all this stuff anyway. So I just tied it all up and then swam against the current with it.
Yeah.
But I mean, the guys are stronger than me. So one of the guys won because he swam past me.
So you got to compete against guys too?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah.
But you guys did too.
Well, yeah.
Even in the physical.
No way. The physical ones are, some are extremely made for Jeff.
Yeah.
I mean, they love this guy, so.
Yeah. I wish I knew, like, what the
Portia
show was. Like, I've never
beat him. And,
yeah, on a few things.
And then I beat Adam in the end in that jelly, well, let's be real. It was Adam. Love you, Adam, but.
Hey, Adam.
It was like you had to run through this like syrup stuff, and it wasn't just run through, it was like you had to go, so you're in this like molasses syrupy stuff, and then you have to go under
like an obstacle course
and you have to go under this about, like wood thing and carry donuts in your mouth. It's pretty ridiculous.
I didn't have to do that competition, but that's one thing I gotta tell you, every time I'd watch the show and they put you guys through all that humiliation, I would just crack up, man, because like some of these contests, they're really, it's they so make funny. Them look, you know, really dumb, you know.
I mean, you probably do, but ridiculous. You like want to win so bad you don't care.
Yeah, exactly. Part of the game, you
that's
know.
True.
It's part of the game.
Yeah, that's like back in the day when like Nickelodeon had Double Dare, and you would go on with your parents, and it's like the whole family, they'd be like physical challenge, and then you like run through this obstacle course trying to get flags through like green pizza and stuff. It's like, no, this is just gross.
Yeah.
Although that stuff looked really fun and comfortable.
That looked so fun.
Yeah.
There's not as much padding on the Big Brother obstacle courses.
No. Do you guys remember that house that Montezuma's Revenge or whatever the hell it was called with the blue iguanas? And it was on Nickelodeon too. And it was they had the blue iguanas and the purple parrots, and you had to run through a house, and it was like Aztec temple.
What?
Oh wait, I think I do remember that.
Temple of Doom. Temple of Doom.
I do remember that.
Oh my god, that looks so fun.
What kind of stoners come up with these shows?
Right?
And their kids do it too. That's true.
Exactly. They're like, we can make kids do this.
Yeah.
Like, I've always wanted a purple parrot.
Yeah.
I always wanted a blue dinosaur castle.
That's pretty much what it was.
Who's got the budget? Let's find an investor. Right. We could come up with something like this, ladies.
No, it was also funny when some teams would lose, right? I mean, then you don't get to eat, or you only eat like, what did they have for them? I mean, they had some like anchovies or something.
No, was like the fan favorite pick. Like America's vote got to like pick a certain amount of food. You know,
that's
like
salmon
and seaweed, or like, you know, they would pick something.
Yeah, they'd be really cruel. Huh?
Mine was jalapenos and hard-boiled eggs. So imagine my poor ass of a week of eating oatmeal, jalapenos, and hard-boiled eggs.
Wow.
No one wanted to be near me in the house that week.
Yeah.
Like the room that week was the nastiest. Yeah. It was like, there was four of us eating this food, you know?
Remember the what week with Brendan with the sushi, what was it? Seaweed and sardines.
Sardines. Oh, that was nasty.
The farts would like sneak underneath the door. It was
God.
I mean, it was
another
that
room,
bad.
You would smell it. Like, I'm really surprised Rachel stuck it out after
It was horrible. I mean,
after knowing what her future could hold, I'm really
thank God we have good ventilation in our apartment. I love you, hubby.
So now, was the house pretty big? I mean, could you, it seems not that big.
3,000 on the inside, 6,000 on the outside.
Really?
Like that.
So that's not much for 16 people.
No, it's not a lot for 16 people, and it seems bigger on TV, but there's only 2 bedrooms. And then 1 bedroom's not even a real bedroom. It's outside. It's like
there's only 2 doors that are able to be closed that you can talk in. There's like a little den room and then another bedroom. Then the other bedrooms, there's one's in the middle of a hallway, basically.
Right.
And then the other one has a hole cut through the middle where like the cameras and stuff are. So you can hear what people are saying in that room as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like 2 privacy rooms, basically. That's it. So you kind of know where everybody is, but you just don't know maybe what they're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was anybody really like like snoring really loud? I mean, was it tough like to sleep?
Yeah, sometimes.
I would imagine after a while you get used to it.
Can you just drug them?
Yeah. Like, oh, they take away your Benadryl? Drugs too.
except Benadryl is
except last Porsche. Season. I snored sometimes, or I moaned in my sleep, I think is what I heard.
Well, and then one week, Porsche, me and Jordan were on slop, and Porsche, didn't you put like some fiber or something in our slop?
Oh, yeah, but that didn't count because they made me dump it out. I would have been like you. You would have been like me. We were troublemakers.
Yeah. when Porsche's your best friend, she's the best friend you can ever have, but when she's your enemy, man.
Watch out. Yeah. I like revenge.
Yeah. But you did very well because, I mean, some people did not like you, and still you managed to get to the end.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I personally just kicked those people out.
Yeah, yeah. You started winning, right?
I mean,
you started
winning after a while. I started winning. Yeah, when I was allowed to start playing the game, I was the first person given a golden key.
So you didn't have to play the games for a few times.
Yeah, I mean, Danielle got one when her dad went out the game, and then I was, you know, officially given the first golden key. So you have to sit out for like 4 weeks. So you can't be HOH. You can't be, you know, although you cannot, you know, be a have not, which is pretty cool. So I got to like sit around and eat all summer and watch these people like, oh, they're on 14 days of slop. And I'm like eating burgers with Rachel. that was those first couple of weeks. Yeah. Me and Rachel really bonded. We were just like, ah, whatever. You're HOH for 2 weeks. I don't got nothing to do. Let's just hang out, talk about waitressing and boys and money and cars. And
yeah, those were the fun
eat
times.
Food in front of these skinny model girls that we know are going to get out soon anyway.
Right. Wait, so what's HOH? Because I don't know.
Yeah, the head of the household.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I figured we should explain to you next is what HOH is.
What we're talking about.
Yeah, tell her what it is. Okay. It's like when you win a contest, then you get to have your own room. You get to get everything. I mean, you're treated like a king or a queen.
Your own little bag of food, your own bathroom. Mind you, we're sharing a bathroom, 16 people, to one toilet with a bunch of dudes that don't give a shit when they take a shit. You know, it's just like disgusting. Mm-hmm. And two showers. Now, and when you're a have not, you're taking cold showers. You have not hot water.
Oh my God.
You have not food, you have not hot water, and you have not a bed. You get like a floor. Wooden thing. Yeah. A metal thing.
They abuse them there, I'm telling you.
Oh my God. Yeah. So, like, wait, how do you be a have not? Like,
you
just by losing a game?
You lose,
So
you
it's
lose
like a challenge or something?
Yeah. Okay. They'll have like food competitions.
Oh, unless it's my season, because then I never got to be a have not. So they just decided to give Jeff the power to choose 1 week because they like Jeff and, you know, whatever.
No, didn't he win something?
He won head of household and he got to pick the have nots for the week. So he picked me, Danielle, and Kalia. Mm. He's like, whatever, I don't like you guys.
Well, that's like another strategy, though. Like, you always put the people you don't like on have not.
That you think are a threat.
Mm. Yeah. Well,
you put the people that are a threat to you on have not.
Or you just ones you don't like. That's what I would do. I'm not going to lie. That week, I would have put you guys on have not, too.
Probably. But we got Jeff out the next week, so good thing you weren't HOH.
No. Well,
we would have gotten you out.
I know. That's true.
So how do you get someone out? Like, how does that...
So the HOH competition happens. Someone wins, like Rachel normally won. Rachel wins the HOH. So now there's another... Then Rachel nominates two people to go for eviction. Mm-hmm. Then there's a veto competition. So those two people and four other people chosen by random draw get to play to take these two people off, switch the votes. If someone wins, say Rachel puts me up, I win the veto. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take myself down. Now Rachel's responsible for pissing off someone else in the house, and she has to put someone else on the block. Right. And then the entire house gets to vote which person leaves. Mm. And then in between that, at some point in the week, they get everyone together that's not HOH, and they have another competition for food. Mm-hmm. And then you're either have not or you're not. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty simple game, but at the same time. Yeah.
And then there's the different characters. So people love it because they watch us nonstop and they're like, oh, I was cheering for you, Rachel, or oh, I was cheering for you, Porsche. And they live vicariously through you, which is so creepy, but so appreciated.
Wait,
Thank you.
I must be creepy then, too. Because I live like Rachel lives vicariously through
everyone.
I was like, oh, man, Frank is totally me.
Yeah. She's like Frank would have done that. And man, Ian, I liked that move. Yeah. And I would have done a move like Ian. And it's too funny. Rachel is just into every character nonstop.
Seriously, I have a problem. Maybe I'm a creepy fan.
You are.
Well, I mean, it's a big deal, Rachel.
It's less creepy
because
you're
on it.
You're a celebrity on the show, so the fact that you're a creepy fan of it as well, I think it's just more endearing. People just like you more because of it.
Now, we only have a couple minutes left. How did you get on the show, Rachel?
I got on the show because I went to an open call, and they have them all over the country, and I think if anyone, I would say to anyone that wants to go be on the show, go to an open call and try to go to one in a bigger market, even if you live like, let's say you live in Apple Valley, you know, California, I would go to an open call in Los Angeles because the bigger markets is where the casting directors are and you need to meet with a casting director. Like that's the way to get on any show. Meet with the casting director. Like if you go and you send in a video, you know, it'll get watched. But
yeah, Porsche's work.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I mean, you don't know, I guess.
But I was out here, and then I got put on video to show to the producers and stuff.
Yeah. So, but you met with a casting director, right?
Yeah.
So see, that's the thing. I think you have to meet with I think you have a better chance if you meet with a casting director than if you don't. Mm-hmm. That it just in my opinion.
Yeah.
Just because.
Should we blast her out on Twitter?
Robin at Robin Cass at Casting Inc. at Robin Cass.
That's who does the casting for Big Brother.
Yeah. It's on Twitter. It's at casting, right?
Yeah.
Casting. Yeah. With a K.
So if you want to be on the show and you want to know who the casting director is, now you know.
Well, guys, we got to wrap up real quick. Rachel, thank you so much for joining us.
Sorry, I was late.
A little late, but yeah.
Oh, you guys.
Porsche, you saved the day.
Oh, thank you.
Got here early.
And your guys' Twitters.
Oh, I'm at Rachel E. Riley.
And I'm at Porsche L. Briggs.
Awesome.
Sounds good.
Yay.
Guys, you're a lot of fun. Hopefully you'll come back again. We'll spend even more time together.
Of course.
Brigetta, feel better, please. Okay?
Yes. Stop hurting yourself,
girl. Yeah. And move on.
We'll be in here replacing you if you're, Evil Knievel this morning.
I know.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Yay.
We'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye. You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production, where we say what we want.